sliceofscifi.com.
Hi, and welcome to another Slice of Sci-Fi interview series. I'm Summer Brooks, and with me today is Andrea Beasley, the director of the International Horror and Sci-Fi Film Festival, as well as the organizer behind the Film Bar series here in Phoenix, which I'm told that some geeks around the country are jealous of, actually.
Hey, that's pretty cool.
Well, thank you for joining us today, Andrea. What can you tell us about this year's Horror Sci-Fi Film Festival?
Well, this year I can never take all the credit, but this year we have our amazing team of competition programmers that judge all the competition submissions that we get. And then I have a new programmer, Monty Yazzie, who is actually the festival manager who has been helping me program the showcase features. So basically, the festival consists of films, shorts, and features that have been submitted by people into our competition. And then on top of that, we also showcase features that may not have played anywhere before, may have played at other festivals, so kind of like new up-and-coming genre films. So this year, I can say without a doubt, we have the best lineup we've ever had, so I'm really excited.
What, in your mind, are this year's highlights, the films that if someone could only make it to one or two films, what would you say definitely don't miss these?
I would say definitely don't miss, oh God, it's really hard to narrow it down, but films that are great films but might not get a wide release, say Queen of Blood, which is directed by Chris Alexander. He's the editor-in-chief of Fangoria magazine.
Okay.
It's actually the world premiere of his film, Queen of Blood. It plays at Friday at 9:35, and it's a follow-up to another film that he did, a very experimental, moody, beautiful picture. So that's on Friday night. We're really excited for that. Then we have some really great gonzo flicks like Why Don't You Play in Hell from Drafthouse Films. We have Disco Pass, which is about a guy in the 70s who, whenever he hears disco music, turns into a psychopath, and which is just awesome. And then we have The Sacrament from Ty West, and Ty West is actually going to be at the festival. So we have just some really awesome highlights. Witching and Bitching, which is a film by the same director who did The Last Circus. So, there's some really awesome genre flicks coming up this weekend.
The whole concept of turning into a raging psychopath when hearing disco,
it's pretty awesome. It's great. Like, I love it. And it has a really good soundtrack. You got to play it really loud. And so, yeah, I think it's going to be a really fun one to kind of kick off the festivities.
You have to promote the soundtrack. If anything else, you have to promote the soundtrack for that. That's
totally
that's hilarious. That's hilarious. So, what other special guests are appearing at the festival?
So this Friday we have Dee Wallace. She will be doing a post-screening Q&A after our screening of Cujo. Dee Wallace, a huge film star. She was in E.T., The Howling, The Frighteners, The Hills Have Eyes, Critters. She's been in a ton of movies, so really excited to have her out. We have Ty West, who will be out next Wednesday with his film The Sacrament. And then we also have the directors and producers of the new horror film Oculus. The director, Mike Flanagan, is actually an alumni. His film Absentia played at the festival a few years ago. So we're really excited to have him out with his first like major studio release. This movie's huge. So, yeah, we're really excited.
Wow, congrats on getting some staple horror names in there. That's really, really... I would love to attend that Q&A. For Oculus and for Cujo, because I remember Cujo way back in the day going, how did they make a dog scary? That's bad.
Right, and it's so funny. I'd spoken to Dee a while ago, and I was like, what's your favorite film that you've done? And that was her one. So we're like, well, let's play the one she likes, So it should be really fun.
That's awesome. Now, also as a part of the festival, you have a screenplay competition. Can you tell us a little bit more about how that process works?
Those are submitted to like a select panel of judges who review the different screenplays, and they're looking for, you know, stuff that would be good potentials for, you know, upcoming genre films. So yeah, that's a annual thing that we do every year, and I don't know if any of our winners have gone on to make the films. That would be really good to know, but it's always something that we do get a lot of entries for.
I would love to find out if any of the winners or finalists actually had their films made by someone. That would be awesome. That'd be just to say, hey, look, here, you know, here's a screenplay winner and here's the film.
Right.
Wow.
Definitely.
Yeah. So also you do the Film Bar series, which I will admit I have been forwarding some of those email announcements out to a group of hardcore B-movie fans, and every time I forward them one for that's focused on horror or slasher or sci-fi, they're like, I wish I didn't live so far away from Phoenix.
tell us how
that got started, because the lineups I see come across every couple months where it's all sci-fi or all horror, I'm like, all right, I wish I had time to go to all of these.
Well, we so Film Bar is like a 70-seat micro cinema in downtown Phoenix where you can buy beer and wine. We also have food trucks on the weekend. You can take your food, your beer and wine, into the movie theater. We do a different film series every month. So every month we have a different themed film series. And April is Alien April. So we have E.T. this weekend. Then we have Fifth Element. We have Starship Troopers and Spaceballs. So, yeah, every weekend we have at least one interactive screening. Like E.T., we're doing a photo booth. Starship Troopers, we're doing an alien shooting gallery. So we have an interactive component to these, like, screenings. And on top of our monthly series, we also work with other programmers who program kind of niche stuff. We have Tokusatsu Theater, which is kaiju, like old school, like Ultraman and all the stuff before Power Rangers, that kind of stuff. And then we have the Unfathomable Film Freakout, which is kind of like B-movie / grindhouse music features and stuff like that. So we try and keep the programming really like fun and funky, because Film Bar is a fun and funky place. So we realize, you know, we gotta kind of that's the, you know, the type of stuff that people want to see here. So yeah.
Is this related in any way to the Alamo Drafthouse? Because I see the stuff they do with their films, and I'm jealous that there's not one here in Phoenix.
I know, right? Yeah, no, the Alamo Drafthouse are basically kind of the godfathers of this stuff. They, you know, were the, not the first ones, but they were really good at branding certain screenings and making movie going a fun experience for people again. And that's what we try and do too, you know, like anyone can watch these movies, you know, like especially the cult stuff, you know, you can download them, you can buy them, you know, they're easily accessible, but to be able to watch them with some sort of interactive component while you're drinking and having awesome food from a local food truck is just like even better. So
there's nothing better than a six-pack of beer and Starship Troopers with your friends howling along.
exactly like that's how we look at it, you know. So you've got to make them fun, you know, you've got to make these films fun for people. So that's what we do. We kind of put on events, you know, we make you know, we let people see film differently. So yeah.
Okay, the film festival itself is taking place this weekend, April 3rd through April 10th.
Correct.
What locations are they all playing? Are they all playing in one theater? Are they spread out across several theaters?
They all play at the Harkins Scottsdale 101 Theater, and then we basically have the west wing of the theater. So once you go in, you can buy tickets at the ticketing center. You can purchase them online. And then, yeah, it's all inside the theater. And then there's a party pavilion, which is free. There's a trolley that will take you there. So we just encourage people to come out and spend like the whole weekend there and just have fun. So.
Well, thank you very, very much for sharing your enthusiasm for cult and classic horror and sci-fi films with us. I know the Horror Sci-Fi Film Festival has been a staple here in Phoenix. I've attended several different years, and I've never not had fun.
Yeah, that's good to hear. we hope you keep coming back. I know, yeah, it's everybody's got busy stuff going on, but the nice thing is, you know, it runs the 3rd through the 10th, so there's like tons of opportunities to come out and see something. So, yeah.
So the website is horrorscifi.com. You can find ticketing information, film schedules, attend the Q&As, cheer on your favorite old school horror stars, and enjoy the movies. That's why they're showing up there on the big screen, the up-and-coming short films, the indie releases you haven't seen yet. You can crow that you've seen them before your friends have seen them.
Totally, exactly. You get bragging rights.
Excellent. Well, you can find more at, again, horrorscifi.com, and also some more coverage at slicewithscifi.com. Thank you for your time today, Andrea.
Thank you for having me, and hope to see you at the festival.
Thanks, and stay tuned for more Slice of Sci-Fi.